We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. WynnBET is now live in all these states, and the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas has finally landed in online sports betting and casino play. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET gives you the tools to win. Sign up today for your risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com to start winning.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Preseason action, Knicks roll, steamroll them Wizards in Washington, the new look Knicks are not to be played with, no Julius, no Nerlens, no Mitch, no problem, Knicks win 117-99 behind the 3-point barrage, 24 for 52 from downtown, let's go, salute to everybody in the chat once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CP, Al Tritaris will try to cast in the building. Al, how you feeling, man?
I feel great, man. I need to go take a shower after this, man. I'm getting too hyped.
Are you ready to jump? How are you feeling right now? Are you ready to take the leap?
I am getting close to ready to jump, man. I'm hearing people. I'm not as close to doing the 60-plus wins, but I'm getting close to going over 50 at this point, by the way, the preseason games have been going. But I'm trying to hold myself back.
JD sent me a DM saying it's not too late to jump on board. Oh, man. All right. Here we go. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Knicks post-game live presented by Manscaped, CP and the Tratacast on the ones and twos tonight. All right, yeah, let's start with it, man. The three ball has been potent for this team so far. 11 for 37 against the Pacers in the preseason game one. 24 of 52 tonight. 24 of 52. They said the record for made threes by a Knick team has been 20 in the regular season game. They made 24 tonight. Rose during the media day basically said that, look, they're going to try to up their attempts. They're going to try to up their attempts to about 37 to 41 per game. They hovered around the bottom thirds of the league in both attempts and makes last year, although they finished in the top five in percentage. This looks like it could be a real thing, man. It could be a real part of this Knicks offense this year. What's your thoughts?
I think it is, man. I mean, when you have the addition of Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier was shooting about 40% from three last season, and you have Kemba Walker, who's also a prolific three-point shooter, while you have Randall, who'd even play tonight, and RJ, yeah, who shot 40% from three. I think it's all pointing up in the right direction. You even have D. Rose, who I think he was close to 40% last year,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, so Rose was 40. Rose was 40.
Yeah. IQ can shoot. Obi's starting to knock down shots. Even Grimes getting in on the action late, yep, towards the end of the game.
Yep.
I think it's going to be real that we have the three-point shot this season. And it only makes sense, right? Because you want to get that floor space and you want guys who can help create that spacing for guys like Mitch, Randall, mm-hmm. RJ, who can operate in the paint. So it looks real. I believe it's going to be real. And I think we're getting a real taste of it right now because Tom Thibodeau takes the preseason like it's practice. And yeah, he's going to make sure all these guys – nope, not at all. He's going to take all these guys saying it's 100% every single night, because if you go 100% in practice, you'll make the games a lot easier for yourself.
All facts.
So I'm buying it.
Yeah, I'm buying it as well, bro. I'm definitely buying it. As you said, the floor is going to be spaced very well for Julius and RJ to operate. It's going to be a pick-your-poison situation. And then, again, on the wings, you're going to have, you know, Kemba. You're going to have Fournier. You're going to have RJ. You're going to have Julius, depending on who's facilitating for whom. But I also think just the additions of Fournier and Kemba, playmakers, guys that can facilitate for you, along with RJ, who can facilitate, Julius, who was top-notch playmaker last year, quickly rose Burks off the bench. We got guys, the ball is going to move around. Over 20-something assists again tonight. The ball is just going to move naturally. And tonight, you know, when you look at their three-point attempts on tonight and the previous game, they're not chucks. You know, these are all shots that they're getting within the flow of the offense. And I think just having those guys that can break down a defense, make a defense move, make them bend, it's going to pay dividends for this team. So I think naturally this team is just going to improve in three-point attempts and makes just with those additions.
Absolutely. And you pointed out, you just pointed out 27 assists tonight, right? Another game of over 20 assists amongst the team. Man, that ball was moving fast tonight.
It was zipping.
Like, really,
it was zipping.
You had quickly just driving, doing a curl baseline, finding who was it? I think you found Burks out on the wing, and then Burks passes the Rose, bros right back to Burks, and he knocks it down for three. You have Fournier like finding easy lobs to Obi Toppin in transition. You're just getting everything that you want, and it just looks like these guys have played with each other for so long, and they haven't. Like you, that Bondi article talked about how Fournier still has to get comfortable with Randall.
Yeah,
but these guys look like they're already comfortable right now, and I'm so intrigued to see what it's like midway through the season if the ball's already flying around at this pace. But adding on, like, just the ball movement alone is what's going to create the open shots for all these guys, as you said.
Yeah,
I like it.
100%. And as you said, these guys are trying to get on the same page, and that's why, unfortunately, you're not going to see McBride and Grimes and those guys until, like you saw tonight, 1 minute left in the fourth, because Tibbs is trying to get these guys rocking and rolling, ready for opening night. We got 1 week left, basically, until the start of the season. So Tibbs is not playing around. He's going to play these guys like it's a regular season game. And you saw it in the first half, man. Tibbs was vexed. I don't know if he was mad at Kev, he was mad at Ike. I don't know what he was mad at exactly, but Tibbs, you could hear him. God damn it. Called the timeout. Yo, for second quarter, man. Second quarter of a preseason game. Tibbs was in regular season four.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, you just saw him, like, yelling at Jericho Sims, too, saying, like, put your hands up. Like, put your hands up. He's ready, man. I love the intensity Tibbs brings, man.
Yeah.
It has been missed. We haven't had that since Van Gundy. It's beautiful, man. It's really beautiful. Maybe you could say Woodson, because he had a few good seasons under Woodson, but the intensity that we're getting from Tibbs, and it's good too, because you want to iron out all these mistakes before the regular
season early. And I think it's important, bro, especially for Kemba and for Fournier to get in there and get comfortable. Rose, not a problem. Don't have to worry about him. That whole lineup, that second unit is going to be lethal against the rest of the league. It's most important just to get Kemba and Fournier on the same page with Julius and RJ. So we'll see what happens as they continue to grow. Want to shout out my guy, Jay Cal, in the chat. Jason Cal Canis sends a $100 super chat. His comments is 24 threes. Last year's record was 20. Thumbs up for your squad. It's CP. Jay Cal, what's going on, man? Appreciate the super chat. Appreciate the love. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Who we got else? Who else sends a super chat? We got JD sends a super chat. He says, CP, you have 11 days to change your win prediction. Next time I ask you, we'll be on October 20th pregame show on Knicks Fan TV. Time is running out! !! Hashtag 50 burger. Shout out to the mods and Knicks Fan TV fans. Salute to JD. He already jumped out the window. He's looking for some passengers. My guy Paul Quick on the West Coast, 117 points without Julius in the lineup. Paul Quick throws the 50 burgers up. He's saying, let's go. Shout out my guy Paul Quick, representing the LA Knicks squad. Tim Dog sends a super chat. He says, in 50 wins, is 50 wins out of the question? I really am liking the look of this team. Al, this guy JD, he's setting off a movement here, bro.
Oh, man. JD's about to make me jump out the window. I'm telling you, man, this team is moving way too good. I'm getting way too – I know it's only preseason, but it is.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's been – I haven't seen Knicks basketball in so long.
Yeah, I think it's what I'm seeing right now. I think it's partly that. But also, yo, that this team is deep. The team is deep, man. And like I just said before, when you have guys that can move the ball, that can shoot the three, we're going to be potent, man. Rose tonight, I mean, effortless. An effortless 15 points for Rose tonight, 8 dimes. 3 for 3 from downtown was Rose, right? Plus 20 on the night. You had RJ, 18. 4 for 8 from downtown. 4 dimes for RJ. Yeah, 5 turnovers. We'll get to that later. Fournier, 14 points for Fournier. 2 for 7 from downtown. Kemba chipped in with 6. We'll get him going. My guy Taj is in regular season form. Oof. Efficient 4 for 7 from the field. 8 and 6 on the night in his start. And let's go to the second point of the night, man. Obi. Because Obi got the start. They say Julius and his wife are expecting, so good luck to Julius. So Obi got his start.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah, Obi got his start. And I thought overall it was a slow start for him. I think he started off well on the defensive end, jumped in the passing lane, got a steal, had a block on Harrell, I believe, in terms of rim protection. But the third quarter, he opened it up, man. Third quarter, 11 points for Obi. Knocked down a couple from downtown. Burks, I forgot who found him. I think it was Fournier who found him. Cutting back door on Bertans. You know Bertans can't defend. So Fournier found Obi cutting, found him for the alley-oop. So he looked good in the third, man. What'd you think about Obi's night?
Yeah, it started off slow. I mean, you knew it was a rough start when you get a Berman tweet saying Knox had 12 points and Obi had 0 and before the half.
Yeah.
So, but... He came alive, as you said, in the third quarter, and he just got that confidence, man. You started to see he got into the groove of the game. He started to get his feeling for it. So it just takes time for some guys, man. I think since he hasn't been in the starting lineup, he hasn't played with these guys that often. He hasn't played really with Kemba, Fournier. He doesn't play with Barrett that much. Like, he had to go find himself and figure out where does he fit in that offense. Because if it was Randle, you know, Randle's obviously he's the catalyst of the team. No need to say more about that, but I think it just took time for Obi just to really understand where he was supposed to fit in that offense.
Yeah.
And then he was able to get his footing. And then you see he's a plus 10 for tonight, 13 points, as you said, 8 boards. He was really good on defense tonight. Like, I think the defense in particular is the stuff that we were worried about last season when we drafted him. Mm-hmm. And I think he's cleaning up those concerns about his defense. He's making the good rotations, really good on help defense. He had two blocks tonight, man.
Yeah.
Guys were coming in. He was ready for them.
I thought Obi was solid tonight. So good showing for him as he gets ready for year two. Good tune up for Obi tonight. Another story for tonight, the turnovers. You know, sloppy game. It was very much a preseason vibe, especially to start the game off. And also in the second quarter when they went into a bit of a drought. You know, the ball movement was sloppy. They just didn't have it together, weren't in sync at all. Again, RJ, 5 turnovers. You know, he's got to tighten up on his handles a little bit. 18 turnovers overall. So you don't really want to see that. You know, now again, conversely, Wizards didn't convert on most of those, but again, still want to tighten up in terms of the turnovers. But I think that's also a product of these guys just trying to get that chemistry, especially, you know, Kemba, Fournier, RJ. I think they just want to get on the same page, so I'm not going to trip on the turnovers, but it was still apparent tonight. 18 turnovers tonight.
Yeah, for sure. And they had 11 turnovers in the first half, but the Wizards were only able to convert 4 of those, only for 4 points off those 11 turnovers. So it wasn't that big of a deal. You can see the Wizards still trying to get into the figure out their rhythm as well. But like you said, it's nothing to be worried about. I mean, you had Obi in there. So I think once again, for starting unit, trying to figure out how do you fit Obi in there when you're the other guys as well. Mm-hmm. 2, you're still trying to learn how to play with each other, even though we saw a really good game against the Pacers earlier this week. And look, this is just a time to just try everything out since it's preseason. I know Tibbs is trying to get these guys like ready to go, but this is also a time to just kind of test things, see what you can do. Like, you have RJ going in there trying to be a little creative with his dribble and just like getting guys on his hips. He had three guys. Maybe he should have passed it out sooner. Maybe he should have figured something else out. He shouldn't have forced it in that spot. But this is the time where you want to learn those things instead of during the regular season where it actually matters.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. In terms of RJ's night, look, he started off well, man. He's stepping into the threes effortlessly. Another efficient night from downtown for him. Again, there were some moments where, you know, forced the ball into the paint a little bit, a bit too much bully ball where you wanted him to use a bit more touch, a bit more mid-range. There were a couple of drives to the basket where he kind of faded away in his layups rather than, you know, looking to draw some contact. So definitely want to see RJ improve in that regard. But I thought all in all, he made some solid passes. Definitely made some solid passes. And my battery's dying here. Hang on, let me see what I can do here. Hang tight. I got my charger in here. It should be working. Yeah, but yeah, definitely made some good reads. Found Taj for a nice read in the paint. Taj hit his man with a little spin move, lost him with the footwork of excellence. So that was a good job there by them. Quickly, you know, I thought Quickly made some nice passes. You know, it wasn't reflective on the stat sheet, but I thought Quick, again, you know, working on his point guard play was fairly solid for the squad, man. Thought Quickly did fairly well.
Absolutely. And his handle, I don't know how his handle's gotten better from summer league, but his handle looked really good tonight. I mean, when he was doing between the legs and then did the step back to hit the long two, I forget who that was on, but I think that was in the third quarter. His handle has just gotten better. I don't know how he's done that in such a short time. I guess I know Tibbs says he's a gym rat, but wow, such a quick turnaround time. But to get back to RJ, you know, and I think for both him and Quickly, you're seeing the playmaking chops starting to come together a little bit. You have RJ and Quickly both driving baseline, finding guys out on the perimeter, whipping the ball around. Like you said, you had RJ finding Taj with a nice bounce pass going baseline. Mm-hmm. These guys are keeping their heads up and they're able to move the ball now instead of just trying to force it at the rim, or for Quickly just getting landlocked in the middle of the paint and just looking for help somewhere else. They're keeping that dribble alive. So it's really good to see that. Very impressive on their end, and this is just adding to the playmaking and the assist rate that will just take another step up for this team.
True story. My guy Paul Quick sends another super chat, says, can we show some love to Jericho? That kid is going to be a problem. Yeah, Jericho gets a start. No Noel again tonight with a sore left knee. I thought Jericho had a nice battle with Montrezl Harrell, man. Him and Montrez were going at it all night. That's a good test for him, good test for Jericho. He would finish with, how much finish Simpson for? 7 points, 13 boards, 3 steals, a block shot. Thought it was a mixed bag, you know. Had some struggles defensively early in the game. Again, you know, battling Harrell, that's not an easy assignment for a rookie. Offensively, you know, try to force some things in there. But I thought he settled down and found a nice groove, getting some good experience.
Absolutely. I'm excited for Jericho Sims, man. He's big for a rookie, too. Like, he is not like Mitch and no, like, out of all of our actual centers, I think he's the biggest center that we have. Like, Mitch has gotten bigger, but let me put it in different context. Like, when Mitch came into the league, Mitch was thin. Noel is still thin. Jericho is pretty big for a rookie coming into the league for playing the center position. But I like the way he battles. I like how he boxes out. I like how he's able to tip the pass to get to our teammates for rebounds. I like how he's just grabbing the boards really strong. When he slams it down, he slams it down. I like that. I like the hook shot that he's got. The hook shot is really nice. He's still raw though. He still has a lot to learn. But no, it was a really good battle between him and Harrell tonight. But I like that he was able to get 13 boards with the second unit. That's for sure.
Got on the boards, man. So good experience there for Jericho. My guy Burks, he didn't really have it from the field tonight, 2 for 10, but he was defending out there. Pay attention. My guy Alec Burks was all over the rock, all over it at the point of attack, protecting at the rim. So he's doing what he could out there, Al. You know what I'm saying? Didn't really have it going. Only 2 for 10 from the field, but we're not worried about it, man. When he's ready to get cooking, he'll get cooking. So no worries there. But how about my guy Corner Kev? Welcome back to the team, Kevin Knox. 12 points, 6 boards, 4 of 6 from downtown. Sending a message to the coach. He said, coach, my defense is not on point. We know this. But hey, He's still shooting it, man. He could still let it fly. Kev was letting it fly out there tonight, man.
He was. He looked really good tonight. I like seeing Kev have a good game when he has that opportunity, right? Randall's out, so Obi's got to start. So now he stepped up and he showed, hey, I still have something. But I personally, I'm not going to read too much into this Kev game. I feel like we get all these type of get Kev games way too much. But shout out to Kevin Knox for showing up tonight with the 12 points, going 4 for 6 from three. Much needed. But I'm just not going to – I'm not buying too much into it because we've seen it for the last two seasons where he shows up and then it goes quiet. But I like what he showed. I like what he showed for tonight. Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah, I agree. And it's just, look, defensively, man, defensively, he's just going to have to step it up. And I'm just not sure if he's going to be capable of that. But in the meantime, stay ready and let's see if he gets an opportunity. You know what I mean? Let's see if he gets the opportunity. Absolutely. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CP, Alex, Ritar, so try to catch in the building here. A little bit of technical difficulties on my end. It looks like it's the stream is lagging a little bit. My battery's starting to go down a little bit. But, you know, just hang tight and hang with us. Let's go to the phones. I think my guy Jay Cal is waiting on the Discord, so let me get to him. We got Jason Calcanis checking in from the Bay Area. Jay Cal, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling really good. Another great game. Obviously, it's just preseason, so we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, right? But I was originally 45 wins, and now I'm going to put it up at 48. I'm putting myself a full 48 wins.
Okay.
And here's what I'm thinking after watching tonight's game, because 24 threes is obviously very notable, and we know they got those three-point machines or robots like visual AI software up there. Helping everybody get better at shooting the three. But if you look at this team, they're very well coached. Mm-hmm. They've got a level of intensity. We're very deep. You saw a level of confidence out there, right? Even when the Wizards went on a run. We're sharing the ball. And tonight we saw a lot of high-quality threes at a very high volume, which is something that Thibodeau said he wanted, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what this team's reminding me of? It's reminding me of, like, the Warriors. It feels like the Warriors. Now, I know that's crazy to say for a Tibbs team, but I think he's adjusted to the three-point league, and he's letting them shoot, right?
Yeah.
Being Kevin Knox, I don't know if you know Kevin. I don't know if you noticed, I think a couple of those threes from Kevin, there was no dribble. That was like a Klay Thompson three. Mm-hmm, you know, just catch and shoot. And a lot of driving, kicking the ball out, a lot of, as your co-host said today, spinning the ball around. So all of that to me makes this team look like they're going to be very competitive. It's going to be a problem for a lot of teams to play against the second unit. They seem very strong. And then just running down some of the highlights of specific players, you know, Jericho Sims looks like he's a little lost out there at times, but I mean, he lives 2 feet above the rim. I mean, it is incredible when he goes up and he just has to get that confidence to dunk it. And then when you get Mitch back, I mean, this is like Twin Towers territory. I mean, two of them could be very problematic. You know, if Jericho can stay in the game and Mitch can stay in the game, because we all know how bad his fouling was. Knox is obviously playing for his life. And then I think just Quickly is going to be the story this year.
Yep.
I think Quickly is going to be the story because he took it personal that people are like, you're just a chucker. You're Jamal Crawford 2.0. And he said, okay, I'll show you. Watch my assists. And now we're seeing another aspect to his game. And he, to me, looks like the person who's going to make a jump this year and who could be – like, he feels more like a starter, right? Did he look more like a starter in these games than like a bench player? Maybe I'm just getting too excited. But anyway, 45 is now going to 48. Let's all give a thumbs up to your squad.
Let's go.
I really appreciate you doing this because it's just so great for the fans to be able to get hyped and then have this interaction. I'm in the Discord now.
Absolutely.
And I just want everybody to give a 5 or 10 spot right now because we got to get you on the M1 chip with the new Apple.
That's a fact.
Everybody, 10 bucks at a time. Let's do it.
Let's go. Right,
I'm done.
J-Cal, salute, man. Salute. Holding it down in the Bay Area. Appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate the call, J-Cal, coming in crystal clear on the Discord. We are back up and running. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. But yeah, Al, I do think, you know, on the Quickly point, I think, again, he's making a concerted effort to really work on his game as a floor general. We know the shooting is still going to be there, and it's going to be lethal, and he had some moments here where him and Rose were back on the same page tonight. And quickly we finished with 11 points, you know, modest 11, 3-for-5 from downtown. We're still lighting the Nets up. But he's really trying to work on his game as a facilitator. Three dimes in the 20 minutes. Made some nice passes. He found Burks on a nice corner pass out of the pick and roll. Burks didn't convert, but quickly's working, man. He's definitely working on his game.
Absolutely. I mean, you see it. Tibbs has talked about how he's a gym rat. You heard Quickly talk about how he likes Tom Thibodeau pushing him to be better. We saw this summer league where Thibodeau was talking to Quickly after every single game, coaching him, telling him what he was and was not doing. So you see that Thibodeau and Quickly both have that. They both have that understanding that Quickly wants to get better and Quickly wants to expand that game. And he's always considered himself a point guard. Even last season, right, when he was coming out of the draft, he considered himself a point guard. He considered himself a point guard going into college and then some. So yeah. I think he wants to show, one, the world, as you already said, that he is not just a Chuck, or even as Jason just called in and said, but to show that he does have this well-rounded game, to show that he can lead an offense, and to show that he can just control the tempo of the game. And he's slowly and surely doing that. Like, we're seeing that tonight. We're seeing, like I said earlier, like when we see him just drive and keep the dribble alive and then find Burks out on the wing, that's something you wouldn't have seen from Quickly last season. Mm-hmm, Quickly would have just had the ball and just put up a shot because that's what he was asked to do. And that was last season. Now this is this season. Tibbs may also want Quickly to be that hybrid. And we heard how Thibodeau also mentioned that, you know, most point guards today are score first. But he also believes that Quickly can also add that element of his game where he can pass and he can have that vision. So it takes time for point guards to develop. It's about a 4 to 5 year process. This is year two for Quickly and he already looks good. But I agree with Jason. Like, on my pod, I said that Quickly is going to be the most improved on this team for this season. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's because I think, one, the work ethic, two, he has something to prove. Three, he has that, like, that RJ mentality that he just wants to always get better and you just see that. So I got a lot of faith in Emmanuel Quickly for this season.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I want to shout out my guy RGT85, sends a super chat. He says, CP, going to need you to use that Knicks clout you got because Westchester Knicks announced they're playing 4 miles from my new place, about to act a fool. So RGT will be heading to Westchester. Probably see Jericho, you know, see Jericho out there and Aaron Sims as well. But as J. Cal said, you know, good experience for Jericho. Had some highs and lows in this game. The rim, you know, we allowed the Wizards way too many attempts into the paint, and I thought a lot of that was, you know, Kemba breaking down, or Dinwiddie breaking down Kemba, you know, to say that. And you know, we just didn't have, you know, Taj isn't a rim protector, and Sims being a rookie, it was a challenge. It was definitely a challenge. Obviously, at full strength, you're hoping Mitch is there to protect the guards. You're hoping Noel is there to protect the guards. And so it might not be as bad as it looked at some points tonight. But the rim protection and allowing these guys into the paint was definitely, you know, was definitely an issue.
Absolutely. But we got to wait for Mitch and Noel to come back. I feel like Noel is just kind of just waiting for the regular season because he's also injury prone. So this is just good run for Jericho Sims. So I think they also want, I think it's also I'm good okay just with to it. See what you got in Jericho Sims. I'm happy with this.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it, man. Let Noel sit on some ice, man, because we can't afford to lose him over, you know, some preseason. So it's actually not a bad idea. Shout out my guy, Charlie Correa, sends a super chat. He says, we may never lose a game again, ever. Shout out Charlie. He just told me he's coming through to the Knicks Fan TV season opener hosted by myself, JD, the girls of Knicks Omni Fan. It's going to be a zoo. We sold over 100 tickets. It's going to be crazy, man. The opener night is going to be an absolute zoo. So definitely looking forward to that. Call us up, 657-383-1509. Going to be a shorter show. It's fight night. Definitely trying to get out and watch a fight. So
you see that the Westchester Knicks are playing out in Bridgeport, Connecticut this season?
I did not see that. Why? What happened?
Well, the Westchester, so the county center, which is in White Plains, is still used as a COVID-19 center for testing.
Oh,
so
okay.
They're relocating the Westchester Knicks to the Webster Bank area of Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Got you. All right, back to the phones we go.
This is Shamar from D.C. I just called in a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So first of all, it was my birthday then, bro. I'm not going to lie. I was freaking out. Like, you, Ash, CK, even, yo, Alex, I mess with you too, bro. You my man.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, like, bro, I got a whole testimony, but to make a long story short, y'all got me back in the Knicks Knicks basketball. I was so lost with the 19-17 win season, whatever that was, all that. Mm-hmm. So y'all got me back into it, and I'm back into it. I'm here right now.
Let's go.
I'm in D.C. right now. I was at the game in D.C.
Yeah, how was the vibe, man? It looked nice. It looked pretty empty in there, but how was the vibe?
The vibe was empty. Wait, guys, get out of here. The vibe was so empty. Mm-hmm. The vibe was so empty because D.C. fans are not New York fans.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not New York fans. There were more Knicks fans in the arena going nuts.
Easy.
I'm in there. It's me one on eight, bro. I'm one on eight.
Yeah.
Going at it. Going for RJ. Going for Obi. The whole thing. The whole thing, bro.
Way to rep, bro.
And it's not just me. I'm looking. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking around. I'm knowing. I'm like, yo, this guy, he knows what's up. Knicks Fan TV, we all out here.
Facts.
But I got nothing else to say.
It's all good, man.
Going up.
Let's go.
We going up.
He's jumping out the window, man.
That's it.
Let's go.
That's it, man.
Hey, you want to hear a jump out the window?
Yeah.
You want to hear a jump out
Let's
the
go.
Window? 60 wins of light. 60 wins of light.
Oh,
light.
Man. That Saturday night. I think Shamar's having a fight party. He sounded like he had some people in the background now. I think he's turned up to the max. He just got home from the game. He's lit right now. So he's going 60 burger. All right, no 60. Doubt. Will from LI, what's going on, man? Back up and running. What's good?
Hey, what's going on, CP?
What's
Alex,
good, bro?
How you guys doing tonight?
Doing all right, man.
Going on.
Chill. So, first off, that game was, I was like, yo, when we went to that drought, I was like, listen, we don't have Peyton on this team anymore. Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
But it was just happy to see, like, we were able to get out of it. You know, Kemba had his little rust, you know, mm-hmm. but Rose came in, that second unit did his thing. But I mainly wanted to talk about Kevin Knox,
mm-hmm.
right? Kevin Knox showed some life today. He's not completely off life support, but he had, like, a little beat today. So mm-hmm. that's great. We talked about it a little bit earlier with Frank, right?
Yeah.
I think we failed with Frank. Not even so much about what he did.
Let's skip Frank, bro, because it's fight night, Will. Let's skip Frank, man. We got to get right to it, bro. We got to keep the calls preseason, man. Right, rapid fire, man. Forget Frank, man. He's in Dallas, bro.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So basically, I just want us to be able to, if we're going to move Kevin,
mm-hmm.
we got to be able to get something for him. So what do you think is a package we can get for Kevin Knox realistically?
Yeah.
You know, no, nothing crazy about players. I want more picks than players because we need more assets and everything like that. So that's the first thing about Kevin Knox. And then the other thing was just about Julius Randle. How did you feel about Obi slotting in instead of Randle with everything like that?
Yeah.
So that was basically my question.
Sure. I mean, for Kev, you know, I really wouldn't worry about trade value for Kev, man. You're not getting anything substantial, even if you traded him now. You know, it's very low value. Better off just keeping him. And you know, if somebody gets hurt, he gets his opportunity. Maybe he becomes an asset off the bench. But, you know, Kev has no trade value, zero trade value right now for Kev. In terms of Obi starting for Julius, you know, we touched on it at the top of the show. Slow start. Set a good tone defensively, you know, jumped in the passing lane, got a steal, got a block, finished with two blocks tonight. Third quarter was his. Hit two nice threes. Fournier found him for a nice backdoor alley, got to the free throw line, finished with 11 points. I thought his effort was solid. It was on the boards, 8 boards tonight out. And overall, I thought Obi had a good showing.
Yeah, Obi had a good showing tonight, like as we said earlier. Like, he just took some time to get used to it because – like we said, like, he hasn't played with all these guys in the starting rotation before. So this was just him trying to get his feet wet and then get comfortable in that role. And as for Kevin Knox, like, I think the realistic trade value would be him being thrown in a filler if the Knicks were trying to do a trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his trade value right now would be 2 second round picks just because he hasn't really shown much.
You're
last
right.
season. He didn't do anything. I'd say like max 2, depending on like who you're talking to. Like, if you're talking mm-hmm. to OKC, I feel like OKC, like, their trade, all their picks are worth, like, what, at this point? You can only so much can be worth,
yeah.
can have so much value. So mm-hmm. I feel like if you were doing a trade with OKC, you can get 2, but probably 1 if you're doing with another team.
Mm-hmm.
But his trade value is essentially like 0 at this point because he didn't have a good third season. You know, we saw a little bit today, but that's not really going to increase his trade value. And then his second year, he took that dip because of just poor coaching. You know, we had Mike Miller fighting for his job, so he's going to play all the best players he could, and Knox was one of those players. So his time here on the Knicks hasn't really helped his trade value. Same thing with Frank Ntilikina, but that's just what it is. What it is, you're better off keeping him, like you said, and just having the depth.
Yep. Copy. All right. Next up, let's go to Ari. Ari's in the building. What's good, bro? How you feel? You feeling better, Ari? What's going on, man?
Yeah. I'm feeling a little better. The fever's gone. I still got a wicked cough. I'm a little tired, but the fever's gone. So
okay.
That's all that matters.
That's good.
Listen, man. You know, I think today was good and bad in multiple reasons. So the first thing that I really want to talk about, number one, I love that RJ played really good defense today, man. He's really turning into like a two-way player. The guy's 21 years old. He's playing Beal he's playing good defense, man.
Yeah.
So it's very good to see him working on both sides of the ball. I like that. The second thing I want to talk about, because I know it's rapid fire.
Yeah, fight night. Rapid fire.
You know, I'm a little worried. Fournier has not been looking that great. I know he's our guy. He went on our show or whatever, your show, CP. You know, something to look out for. But I didn't like the defense tonight, man. To be honest with you, I didn't like the defense tonight. I liked what we did on offense. I didn't like the defense tonight. I hope, you know, that this is like a one-time thing or whatever. You know. You hear Thibodeau screaming like he's a freaking, like he's like a dog on the sideline, like about like defense and you know the thing about Kevin Knox is, listen, I've been with Jay from Florida, I've been this whole time, I'm not Knox hive, but I'm not like a Knox hater. I've seen, because the difference between Knox and Frank is that Knox has showed us flashes. He scored 31 points against Ben Simmons, averaged 20 points for a month. He showed us flashes, so like I wouldn't give up on Knox, but you know. It's just tough because he doesn't play defense, man. He made multiple defensive lapses today, and it's like he has such a good opportunity. He was shooting the ball well, he was playing well, but he didn't play defense tonight. And it's like Thibodeau's gonna look at him. He's like, not gonna play this guy, because even though he hits 4 threes, he's not gonna play. And just quickly before I get out of here, all right, public service announcement. All right, I said last episode, take the Knicks in every preseason game. CP, you know, I told you I was doubling down when the line dropped. Okay, you guys throw me tomato. I'll keep on giving you guys jewels. Keep on giving me the tomatoes. It's my comfort zone. The confrontation is my comfort zone. I enjoy this. You make me happy when you throw me the tomatoes. I don't want to be loved, man. I want the tomatoes, okay?
Ari wants to be feared, man. All right, man. All right, Ari.
That's it, man.
Peace, sorry, man. Tomatoes are flying in the chat right now. So Ari, obviously, he won tonight's bet on the Knicks. He's prepping because football is going to be a bloodbath. You know, tomorrow is going to be rough for him. So he's got to win tonight. But Ari, call back tomorrow night, man. Let's see how you fared in football, man. Look, Fournier is not a superstar, Al. You know, if you're expecting that, you have the wrong expectations. I'm looking for a guy who's going to shoot the three, knock down a couple threes, and move the ball. You know what I mean? And I think he'll be a valuable piece in this rotation if he can do just that. Move the ball.
He does.
Knock down the threes. That's what his job is going to be.
Plain and simple. It's nothing more that you're looking out of him. I mean, he's a role player who can do some playmaking, who can shoot the ball. Like we saw today, like he's able to drive and find guys out on the perimeter. That's something Reggie didn't do for us last season. That's the upgrade that you're paying for, so that way you can have that quick ball movement that we saw today. So that way everyone can be open, like we saw today in the last game.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need Fournier to be this like superstar. You don't even need him to be a star. He just needs to be a good role player and what he's supposed to do. There's nothing more that they has to do. I thought he played well tonight.
Yeah.
It was like he went 2 for 7 from three, you know, that wasn't great, but he hit all of his free throws, went 3 from 9 from the field, had his 14 points, but he was able to draw the foul and get to the line. Right. So that helps. That's why I think he played well tonight, but I'm not expecting like the world out of him. Like as long as he can be that connector that we have, then we're set.
Yeah. Julius is the guy, man. He wasn't there tonight. So things changed. You know, Obi got the start. He's not Julius, right? They're not running the offense through Julius. So they had to, you know, figure out how to get on the same page. But Mm-hmm. One thing for sure, the shots were falling, man. 24 for 52 from downtown. What's the story of the game? You know, the Knicks' three-point shooting is still on the money. So I think we'll be all right, man. What you want to see, as you said, is that 1-2 connection that Randle and Bullock had. You want to see that with Randle and Fournier. We saw that a little bit in the first preseason game. And again, with Fournier being able to put the ball on the floor, move well without the ball, I think he's going to be a nice piece in this offense. And that's also mm-hmm. why I don't necessarily think that they're going to stymie RJ's offense, because he's not yes, he's the usage is going to be higher up, but he's not a selfish player. You know what I'm saying? He's a very much mm-hmm. a selfless player. So, you know, you saw him get a hockey assist for RJ today. He got it to Kemba. Kemba got it to RJ for the corner three. I think that's what Fournier is going to bring to this offense, man. Knicks basketball is finally back, and there's no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet to find Knicks tickets anymore. Because TickPick, that's TickPick, is the original no-fee ticket site and the only one you'll ever need as your go-to for all NBA tickets. TickPick got rid of all those awful service fees that the other ticket sites charge, which lets them guarantee the best prices on all their NBA tickets. Don't believe it? If you can find better prices on the same seats on another site, TickPick will give you 110% of the difference in the purchase price. So go to TickPick.com/KnicksTV today and use the promo code KnicksTV to save $10 off on your first order. Man, you guys already know I'm circling Knicks versus Hawks Christmas Day at Madison Square Garden, and I know TickPick already has me covered. So go to TickPick.com/KnicksTV and use the promo code KnicksTV to save $10 off your first order.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Absolutely. And look, yeah. For RJ, like he got 17 points last. I think he got 17 points last game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got 17 last game. He got 18 tonight. He hits two more free throws. We're talking about 20 points. So he's still getting hits.
Makes a couple more of those layups. He missed a lot of bunnies, man. Left a lot of bunnies mm-hmm. out there. So, RJ definitely had some opportunities, man. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Al, preseason game two, and we got 1,600 creeping up on 2,000 people in the chat. Ooh. We had 2,200, 2,300 in the first game. So, listen, man, you guys know what it is. Number one show for the fans by the fans. Knicks Fan TV presented by Manscaped. CP Alex Rotaros on the other side. Remember, these shows are also available in audio podcast format. So if you miss it on video, you can always catch it on audio later on tonight. Shout out to the replay gang, wherever you guys are watching from around the world. If you guys are new in the chat, type in #new in the comment section. We'll shout you guys out. Remember to check out Fantastic Voyage, man. The Knicks Nation documentary getting fire reviews all over the net right now, so make sure you guys check that out. We did a great job. Shout out to Chuck D, man, and Gianna Garrell for co-producing that with me. It was absolutely a great project and just a lot of fun to create. So definitely want to big them up and shout them out.
Okay. Yeah, it was a great project, man.
Yeah, really appreciate great project. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Shout out Yarrow's training channel. Team hashtag new. Yarrow, what's going on? We got Six Grimy in here. Six, what's going on? Junior says, love that documentary. Junior, let's get a G-Man victory tomorrow. I was trying to give Ashley the smoke. You see, Ashley didn't show up tonight. You know, she was running from the smoke, running from that Giants-Dallas smoke. But trust me, if we win, she's going to hear it all week. Ernest Stevenson, what's going on? Team hashtag new. Appreciate it. My guy David Futternick in the chat, repping the West Coast Knicks contingent.
Let's go.
Yeah, man. Ricky Stewart, what's going on? Richard Miranda's a CP, great interview on 950 Lounge. Yeah, that video is also up on the channel. So shout out my guy 950 Cav, Mr. William, also in that interview. And Mr. William is also on the line. So we'll go to him. Mr. William, what's going on, bro?
What's good, brother? Appreciate you. What's up, Alex? Don't forget to, hit the button, subscribe, hit them likes, support that fantastic voyage because that's fire. Thank you for the shout there, OCP. I appreciate that.
All good, man. All good, bro. How you doing?
Man, I'm great. Listen, I got a question, but mm-hmm. I preface my question with a comment.
Mm-hmm.
I liked what I saw tonight. I always want to see Julius, but I liked to see what we have when there's no Julius.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw with the addition of a Kemba and a Fournier, which allows, A, my man RJ to go hang out in the corner and catch them wide-open threes on the hockey assist,
mm-hmm.
and two, makes it extremely difficult for teams to just make the double team as their pre-game prerequisite.
Mm-hmm.
So when you add a Julius back to that, it makes it hard for anyone to make the double team they practice. And because of that, I'm inviting everybody. I'm speaking for JD. I'm inviting everybody to come on over to the 50 Burger side of the fourth.
He's jumping.
We are here. We are your fathers.
He's jumping.
Come on over to the 50 Burger side, and everything will be a CP. You have time to come on over, brother. Come on in.
Oh,
but my question is.
Yeah, yeah.
My question is,
mm-hmm.
based off what we saw,
mm-hmm.
we've seen Obi grow, we've seen Quickly, we see continuity, we see dudes from last year still here. With all that said,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back to a statement from earlier in the week and mm-hmm. ask the question, is the person with the most to prove,
mm-hmm.
has that person become Tibbs based on all that he has to work with? I appreciate the
appreciate
shout
it,
out.
Brother.
We loved you on the 950 Lounge, and I'm out, bro.
All love, man. Mr. William from Queens on the check-in. Definitely appreciate that. I'm still going to say Julius because the play is play, man. Yes, Tibbs has a lot to work with. Yes, there's depth, but the rotation is pretty much ironed out now. You know what I'm saying? You know the 10 people that the 10 players that Tibbs is going to roll with to start the season off. So the rotation is pretty much set. The guy at the top is Julius. And he's the guy that faltered in the playoffs, choked in the playoffs, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it, just didn't deliver. You know, whether it was a criticism, you know, was the fans right or wrong for the criticism? I think I would say a little bit of both. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, again, heaviest to head that wears the crown. Didn't deliver in the Hawks series. You look at that, the depth of that Hawks team. We needed more than just Julius, but obviously, you know, him not having his A game, it hurt us. But he has the most to prove. He has the most to prove. There's no question. He's got to shake the demons. And hopefully this team does get into the playoffs and not into the play-in. And, you know, we'll see what Julius playoffs act two holds, bro.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's Julius. You know, he was the leader of the team. He still is the leader of the team. But he was the leader of last year's team, right?
Mm-hmm.
The offense ran through him. He was the initiator. He was everything for the team.
Yeah.
And he underperformed in the playoffs. He has to come back and show that he is that guy. He's got the contract. He is still the leader of this team.
Still the guy.
He is the one. He's still the guy. He is on the court. Yeah, you could argue that Tibbs could be, you know, he has the most approved, but not really. Tibbs is one of the most winningest coaches in NBA history.
With
500 games I think 11th with 500 games minimum to make that record, right? Tibbs has already proved himself. He knows he knows he can take you far in the playoffs, especially if you have the horses. We saw with and without D Rose, right? I think through 2 or 3 years that he had to go into the playoffs with the Bulls, he had to face LeBron James and the Miami Heat. Different story. But it's going to be Julius Randle.
Yeah.
And maybe you could say RJ Barrett, because RJ didn't show up really in the playoffs last season, and still he's developing and he has a lot of naysayers. He would probably be my number two because everyone still has him, like, whether it's off list, people are still slandering him, saying that he's not, he can't be the guy. He can't be a Batman to Julius, a Robin to Julius's Batman.
Yeah.
I think he'd be the second guy that has a lot to prove for this season to show that, hey, I'm not just a catch and shoot guy. You know, where there's all the statistics by not being able to finish in the, around the rim or the mid range. He also has stuff to prove as well, but it's definitely Julius first and foremost, because he has to come back and show that it's not just winning one game. Now you got to make it either. You got to take it to the next round. Honestly, like you can't just lose the first round. You got to take it to at least the next round saying, all right, there's some progression here.
Right,
like I got to see some sort of progression. Can't just have a nice, like, competitive series. You got to take it to the next level.
Agreed. Definitely agreed on that. Somebody in the chat, where are we on the fight? What's the fight status? How many fights until Wilder Fury? I need to know my ETA before I get up out of here. Let me know where we at on the fight. Somebody please in the chat, drop that in there. Al, let's go to Australia. I just got word my guy Muhammad from Australia is on the check-in. Muhammad, what's going on, man?
Good, good, good. Again, fantastic show, guys. Love what you guys are doing.
Cheers, man.
Yeah, so a big shout out to everyone. I'll be following you guys for like about 6 months to a year now. So
nice.
Great to see the growth. Yeah, love it, love it. We love basketball down under, but we just don't have the market for it. You know, not big enough, but we follow it and we love it. But look, what I wanted to sort of call out this particular game is I like the fact that it's a deep team, and I think that is the uniqueness of the Knicks. They need to leverage that, and going forward, I'm saying it's a 50 burger team, because this team has the depth for it, and what we saw displayed tonight was that fact that you don't need one guy scoring and other people scoring 5, 9, 0.
Right.
That distribution can be lethal moving forward, and my only hope is that Thibs, I don't like the word situational, I hate it, but adjust his rotation. You saw today that Kemba struggled a little bit, and everyone's going to have an off game, but then you find that small ball, you want to run with Kemba. But if he's having issues on the defensive end, you can't put the guy out there and expect him to mark, you know, defend someone who's 6'6", 6'5", whatever.
Yeah.
It isn't going to work, right? So I'm just hoping Thibs can plug in, plug out, because I think we saw last season where he would just stick with Elf. So I'm just hoping that with the depth and the pieces with Fournier and, of course, Kemba, you got D-Rose, that they utilize that. And look, I've been a D-Rose fan since, like, you know, whatever. What I'm hoping, and this is why I'm going to put it out there, and maybe I'm going to get blocked, but Randle is the engine, but the hottest D-Rose. He's the coach's extension. So he might score 0 or he might score 25, but if that man's on the court, he is Thibs' extension on the court. And we need to see him being vocal and him being around OB and quick. Like, that's for me, that's how you're going to see those two kids develop further. So, yeah.
No doubt. Appreciate the call, man. And trust you, you're not getting any tomatoes on the Rose comments in here, man. Knicks Fan TV is where the Rose Hive flourishes out. They are in the chat right now. Rose Hive, if you are in the chat right now, throw a hashtag Rose Hive and let Muhammad know you're in here checking in from Australia. Muhammad paid a hefty bill to call this the line, man. I don't know if Muhammad knows that Discord is free, man, but we definitely appreciate the call, though. You know what I'm saying, Al? Salute to Muhammad, man.
Facts. I like what he had to say about D Rose being the extension of Tom Thibodeau.
Sure.
And I'd add on one more to that. I'd say Taj Gibson is too, just because they've been with Tibbs for the longest. They know what Tibbs likes to run, and they're both the veterans of that team. You know, they just been around the league for so long. They know what Tibbs wants to do. They know how to communicate with the young guys, whether it's Taj working with the big guys and Rose working with the younger guys or whoever. I feel like both of those guys are the extension when either one of them is on the court, because they just know what they have to do. They know the places they need to be. They know how to set everybody up. They know how to make the rotations. I think it's both of those guys that are going to make an impact on this team.
Quality veterans. Been saying it for the longest, man. And almost every guest or almost every former player we have on here talks about the importance of having quality veterans on your team. And Rosen and Taj are those guys, not just from the mental aspect of the game being an extension of Tibbs and preaching what he wants down to the young guys, passing that down to the young guys, the expectations and the commitment to excellence. But on the court, they're contributing. My guy Taj is in here, footwork on 1,000, putting dudes in a spin cycle, and he's damn near 40, bro. He's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Rose killing. Effortless performance tonight. So Muhammad is right, and I think, look, if Kemba struggles, Tibbs will have no problems going to Rose. There is no stubbornness. I don't think you're going to see much stubbornness there as he was with Peyton for some reason last year. I think if Kemba's not, don't got it, he's going to Rose, man, and no hesitation. And then, unfortunately, you look like we saw Rose tweak an ankle near the end of the game. So this is why it's important for Quick to, you know, work on his game as a facilitator. And I think that's why he sees that importance.
Yeah, and then when you have, you know, if you want to add Kevin Knox to the depth, if you want to just shift Burks up to the two, you can put Knox in at the 3-2 and have him and Obi playing together. They did a little bit of that last season too.
Yeah.
So that's the good thing about, you know, everyone keeps mentioning how we have the depth on this team, and it's so true. Like, we have, we really have three units on this team, which is insane to think about.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, you know, the other thing I want to go back to, actually, what Muhammad said was that the defense of Kemba as well, because he's a smaller guy. I'm not worried about that, because throughout most of the league, there's a lot of small point guards, and your point guard's usually not your best defender anyway. It's usually a lot of help defense for your point guard.
True.
So I'm not too concerned about that. As long as Kemba's hitting his shots, and making the right reads, which obviously he can do. It's more so the shots than anything else.
Yeah.
Kemba will be just fine.
True story. True, true indeed. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. 1,500 on the check-in. We got 600 likes. Let's get up to 1,000 likes. Everybody right now, hit that like button. Hit that thumbs up button. Let's break the YouTube algorithm. Let YouTube know this is the number one show for the fans, by the fans. Certainly goes a long way. Also, sharing these videos goes a long way, man. So make sure that you do your part, and we'll in turn do what we got to do to keep this thing running solid. Some more super chats are coming. My guy Junior Caroma sends one. He says, salute CP and Alex. If RJ has a breakout season, Jules be Jules. Kemba and Rose stay healthy. Fournier is going to get his. OB is more consistent. IQ has a breakout season. Can this team make it? Oh, he says the team can make a deep playoff push. All right. Certainly possible.
Absolutely.
Certainly possible, man. Chico Fernandez sends a super chat. He says, big up the homie Alex. CP, join the JD movement. Making the 500 bet on the over-under. Seriously. Multiple ball handlers, deep bench, top-notch D, and shooters. I am a believer, bro. Knicks are legit. All right. So salute to Chico Fernandez. He's coming through
to Chico
to the opening night party, man. He's coming through.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Tim Dog, salute Tim Dog. I got that super chat. Got those. Got J Cal. I got Malcolm Young. Let me refresh. See what else came in. Salute the team. Hashtag new. We just heard from Muhammad from Australia. Throw your cities in the chat, man. Type your cities in the chat. Where are you guys watching right now? We already see Muhammad from Australia on the check-in. Throw your flags in the chat if you're in another country right now, and we'll definitely shout you guys out. Jose Chavez sends a super chat. He says, Jericho Sims with 13 rebounds and 3 steals. Man needs minutes. He's already posed. He's poised like a vet, but will only get better. Yeah, you know, Jericho certainly has the fundamentals down. And, you know, with Tim screaming him out the paint, he'll get better pretty quickly, man. So
very fast.
Very fast. He's going to learn quite fast, man. G-Verb checking in from the Netherlands. G-Verb, what's going in? What's going on, man? Salute. All right, a couple more calls before we wrap up. Shout out Father Peace checking in from Japan. Let's go to Shaolin. Adam in the building. Adam, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's going on? You hear me?
Yep, loud and clear, man. You good?
Yeah, so I just wanted to call in and just talk about the win. I got to say, really played well.
Connection not sounding too good, Adam. Try to call back, bro. Try to call back. We'll get you back in. Your connection wasn't too good, man. Let's go to the Heights. Albert up next. What's going on, bro?
Oh, what's up, CP? What's up, Alex? What's up, chat?
What's
first
good?
Time caller, long
what's going
time
on?
Listener.
Yeah, man. Welcome to the show, bro.
What up? Thank you so much, man. I got two things real quick. Mm-hmm. I just love the culture, the approach to the preseason, man. Tibbs was losing it on the defensive miscues,
yeah.
The preparation, all that translates, you know, all that's plus in the win column. And then number two is Obi. We wanted to see defense from him, man. His hands were all over the ball. He got a couple, I think he got two blocks or a block, steal, and the aggression. He got boards. He was impacting the game when he wasn't scoring, man, and that was super positive. So
true.
I just, you know, we can't be playing favorites with IQ, bro. We got two of them. We got to root for that boy to get 18, 20 minutes somehow, but thank you so much for all the hard work, man. I really appreciate it. And y'all have a good night.
Thank you, bro. Thanks a lot, Albert. Definitely appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate it. Let's go to Zona. Craig is up next. Craig sound like a new caller. What's going on, bro?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Yeah, I want to talk about Jay Sims.
Yeah, what's good?
Yeah, he did 26 minutes, 13, 1, and 7,
mm-hmm.
and nobody's talking about it. I don't understand why.
Well, we've been talking Jericho all show, man. You ain't been listening, Craig.
No, man, I've been listening the whole show.
What do you
but,
mean?
You know, but...
We literally just talked about him before you called in.
Yeah, well, I called before, but I've been on hold a long time. But
okay.
That's all right, man.
All right.
But Kevin Knox did a good job, too, tonight, too.
He did.
At 26, 1, and 12.
Yeah, he did. He certainly did, man. Yeah, we've been talking about Jericho, bro. We show Jericho a lot of love, man.
Nah, well, I might have missed it. I'm sorry.
All good, man. Appreciate the call, Craig. Call back anytime, man. Salute to Craig. He's out in Zona, man. That's that Zona attitude, Al. You know what I'm saying? He's laid back.
Mm-hmm.
He's on that Zona weather. You know, they're just chilling, man. He probably missed it. He probably missed it, man.
Ain't like that New York culture, man. We're uptight,
yeah,
on edge, ready to go.
Yeah, we're ready to
get out of the way.
We don't miss anything, man. You know, Craig's out in Zona. He's chilling. You know, life is good in Zona, man. So salute to Craig and everybody out there out west. All right, how we looking on the fight, man? Keep me updated on the fight, people. Keep me updated on the fight. Yeah, man. T175 live in the chat said Craig is wilding in there. Yeah, we've been talking about Jericho all night, man. Jericho Hive, man.
Talked about at the beginning of the show, man.
Yeah.
We're talking about how he looked good with the 13
yeah.
boards and 7
yeah.
and 3 steals. Dude looks good, man. I just said he was like one of the biggest centers like we've had as a rookie in a while.
Come on, Craig. You know? All right, man. Let's go to Vegas. Brian, what's going on? You up next?
Whoa, seriously?
Yep. Okay. Live and
whoa,
direct, man. Brother. Live and direct, man. What's going on, bro?
Oh, my brother. You coming at me. I love it. Let's bring it. Let's do this.
Let's go.
It's been a long time. I'm on now. What are we talking?
We waiting on you, brother. We waiting on you. Shot clock is ticking, man. It's fight night.
Listen. It's fight night. I got to say something. Just two things. I just got to say, I appreciate what you bring to the show.
Thanks
I need that every day. I've been listening to you for over the last 3 years. First time ever calling in.
Dog, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I go back with the Knicks 50 years.
Nice.
63.
We got an OG on us, man. Everybody in the chat,
right.
Type in hashtag OG. Type in hashtag OG.
Automatic
Let's go.
OG. Definitely. But what I want to say to you, though, is this here.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. First, Wilder, kick his butt if you can, man. Do your best. But win this, man, because this is your identity right here. Wilder, I'm going to put you to the side because I got to get into my Knicks.
Yeah, okay.
First thing I got to say real quick about my Knicks, and I know you're on Wilder's side, but anyway, 75, we have Bradley, DeBuscher, Barnett, Clyde. I see that in these guys here.
Mm-hmm.
I see a little bit of that here. I see in Fournier, everybody say Fournier, Fournier is this, Fournier is that. I love Fournier. I see Bradley and Fournier make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I see with RJ, that's our Barnett from the corner. That you know how Barnett used to pull up, bang, was money.
Mm-hmm.
I see that in him. Kemba, bring Clyde back. Kemba is definitely Clyde. I see with Rose, he is. And if anybody is going to
go against it. Rose is our Monroe. Rose makes things work for us. And if you watch this past game, I saw a lot of good things from him. The other thing I got to say to you is Julius. Julius, you're going to be the butcher and going to bring it home for us. All I need to say to you guys, I ain't going to even finish out the rest of the 5 to 10, that we need to continue to come hard, do our thing, play defense, score, look for open man, and we're going to be all right. CP, I don't want to even stay on there long. I just want to say, I live in Vegas. I follow you guys. I've been a Knicks fan for years.
Appreciate
Thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Of course. Call in anytime, Brian. Call in anytime, man.
Let's bring it.
Thanks a lot.
Remember
man.
That.
Thanks a lot. All right, he finished the call well, Al. You know, Brian, he started off in preseason mode. Again, he's in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could always tell the vibe of certain people because they just very laid back. They just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, the New Yorkers seem to be, you know, they're ready to go. You know, they're ready to go from the open tip. So we won't hold that against them. Plus, he's an OG. He's seen everything that's been good about the Knicks. So, you know, we'll throw him a bone there. But, you know, look, I think the only similarities between the teams of yesteryear and now is that these guys just seem to be unselfish with the ball. 20-something assists last game, 20-something assists this game. I think that's I don't think that's an accident. I think that's how this team will play unselfish team basketball. Now they just got to win. Now they just got to win. It's a simple
play. I agree with that. Yeah, no, I agree with that 100%. Like, was that team was known for its defense and for sharing the rock.
Yeah.
As of right now, we're sharing the rock and we're known for our defense. So that's probably the closest thing. I don't know about the player comparisons, but definitely that's that aura that team had, like, of just playing team basketball, playing for the head coach, you know, that's what we got right now. And I just like how we have, it feels like everyone's just like in sync with each other. Like, even though we have Fournier and Walker who are new, it just feels like everyone's on the same page of what they have to get done this season.
Yeah.
From the top down. And I like that.
Agreed. Feliciano Media in the chat says, Ahogba versus Sanchez is in the 8th round. Now, is that the fight before Fury Wilder? Is there another fight before Fury Wilder? Please let me know that in the chat. And then I'll act accordingly. But we're going to wrap up soon anyway. Let's go to Jay from Florida. Jay, what's going on?
Yeah, run it up. Hit that like button.
Let's go.
Subscribe button for my brother.
Absolutely.
If you're in the chat, you disrespecting us if you're not hitting that like and subscribe button. Hit it right now.
Listen, hit that thumbs up.
Get your tomatoes going right now because I'm coming with the heat.
Oh,
quick.
Boy.
I'm going to my man house across the street to watch the fight. I got my flip-flops on right now. Listen. Tibbs is a maniac. Okay, Tibbs is a full maniac. D Rose almost sprained his ankle because he wants to play him in the fourth quarter up 24. There's never any need for that. Never any need for that, brother. Shout out to my man Knox. Knox played all right today. I mean, he still can't get together with the effort, but I mean, he's knocking down the three. Shout out to Knox.
Yeah.
Hopefully, somebody can get some kind of fire underneath him, get some good minutes out of him. People online always tell me that we got to hold our picks. We got to look like we know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, the disgruntled star comes to the Knicks. Nobody's coming to the Knicks. New York City got the mandate. Half of these players don't want to get vaccinated. The picks are dwindling down year after year. We're losing first round picks.
Get the tomatoes going in the chat, man. Let's get the tomatoes going, people in the chat, man.
Let the tomatoes rain. Let's rain, bro. I feel like we should have signed Lonzo, bro. I see Lonzo last night. Lonzo cost a little bit of money, 24 years old. You could have lined him up with RJ and Julius for the next couple years, or Obi, and see what you got. And you could have still got Kemba. That's how I feel like they should have did this year. I feel like they're holding out for a star player that doesn't exist. Call me Debbie Downer, call me whatever you want to call me. That's how I see it. Everybody staying home with their families in their cities. There's no disgruntled player coming to the Knicks. Anyway, I'm about to go across the street and watch Wilder get destroyed by Fury again.
Peace, man. Debbie Downer back, man. Debbie Downer back. Look, just let it cook, man. All we can do is let it cook, Al. We don't know who that star is going to be, and it's going to be a trade. It's going to be a sign and trade. Within the next few years, just sit back and see what happens. You know, he said nobody wants to get vaccinated. They said 90% of the league is vaccinated.
Yep. So I think it increased to 95%.
Yeah.
I have to double check that, but it has increased.
Yeah. So listen, man, I can't get back to that. We full steam ahead. People talking 50 burgers. We can't look back right now. We charging ahead. We want them Hawks. We'll see them Bulls too with Lonzo and all them, and we're gonna see where we match up. That's it. Opening night. We're over a week away from opening night. Let's go.
Let's just be real. I'm just happy for the team, man. I don't know. Like, sure. Like, I wanted Lonzo too. I was with CK. I wanted him, but Kemba's here.
It would have been
team
nice.
Team was good. I'm happy with how the team's looking so far.
Yeah.
I'm just taking it game by game. Let's see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Let's go that route.
Man, we are being overwhelmed in the chat by tomatoes with Jay from Florida. No wonder he ran out the house to go watch the fight, because it is raining tomatoes on Jay from Florida tonight. So that is that. All right, last call of the night. We're going to go to Angel. Last call, Angel. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's good, CP?
What's good, bro?
Alex, how y'all brothers doing?
Good, man, good.
What's going on, Angel?
Hey, first thing first, man, hit that thumbs up for your boy.
Quickly.
Hit that subscribe button. We need all that. But, hey, listen, man, when you look at, you know, the preseason, man, obviously you just want to improve, right? So I think, honestly, I'm just more impressed with the development of the young players, right? Because, you know, Obi, you know, he didn't really play too good in the first half, but you saw in the second half, you know, he set the game up, you know, because last year he would have got pulled out the game and he wouldn't have got back in the game, you know? So shout out to the coaches to, you know, like sticking with the players and making sure they develop in the right way, you know? And you can just tell when in second half, you know, he just stepped his game up and he looked good, you know? Mm-hmm. And the same thing with IQ, you know, he got better with some passes. It might not show up on a stat sheet, but you could tell that he's making, you know, great decisions. And that's what you want to see from your young players, especially at the point guard position. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when it comes to just the starting unit, right? Mm-hmm. You know, last year, you know, we had too many games where we were waiting for the bench to come in to start giving them some punch offensively. But now the ball movement was just on point, you know, and you can just tell that this team is going to be different. You know, obviously everything ain't going to be perfect, but man, I could tell you one thing, man, if we play like this and we get Mitch back and Noel, we're going to be a force to reckon with, you know? And my thing is consistency. You got to stay consistent. If you stay consistent, man, we'll start making some noise. Just be patient. Because, you know, we were getting on a lot of people's nerves last year. What you think is going to happen when we're consistently winning games and making some noise in the playoffs? And it's like you said, CP, you know, let's just build and let's just win some playoff games and we'll just see how it goes, man. And, you know, my question to you guys is this, you know, who you got winning the fight? And as always, brothers, you guys be safe. And thank you guys for taking my call. Y'all have a good night. Y'all know who it is. The GOAT simp.
The GOAT simp.
Y'all hit that thumbs up and have a good night, y'all. Peace.
The GOAT simp is preaching tonight. Salute to Angel. Holding it down. Let's go. All right, man.
Was it Darth Simp? Is that what
Darth
we got
Simp? Now? Wait, who gave that name? I forgot who gave. Who's the one that called him Darth Simp? I forgot, man. I forgot. But that was a great name. Great name, man. All right, Angel, man. Appreciate the call, bro. Let's go. But yeah, I think Fury's gonna take it. I just don't think you know, you're gonna turn Deontay Wilder into a boxer. Now, you know, he is a slugger. And you can get caught. Anybody can get caught and dropped on an off night. So certainly possible. But, you know, I think if they're going to go toe-to-toe and go to distance, I think Fury takes it again. He's quite skillful. He's tough. He's rugged. And, you know, I just thought he outclassed Wilder so bad in that last fight. Wilder made a lot of excuses. You know, the in-ring attire was too heavy. He came out with some Game of Thrones, you know, body armor. It was too heavy. He wasn't prepared. So let's just see how it goes, man. Let's just see how it goes. All right. We're going to close the show. My guy, as you guys know, my guy Jay Boogie's working on an album. It's coming out. He sent me his latest song called Podcast, so we'll close the show with that. But Al, just let the people know where they can find you, and we'll see you tomorrow, man.
All right, CP. Once again, awesome time. Always great talking Knicks. Man, still living high off this preseason game.
Yeah. Go ahead and jump, man. It's all good. Go ahead and jump, bro.
Man, I'm getting close, man. JD's about to get me at that 50 burger, man.
Let's go.
I'm trying to stay at 48, but he's getting me really close over there. Yeah. But once again, shout out to Knicks Nation. Shout out to all the mods. Shout out to everyone who joined tonight. For me, you can find my stuff over at Knicks, Jets, etc. podcast. We're part of the Fan Side of Minute Media Network. You can go find us on YouTube too. You can just type in Knicks, comma, Jets, comma, ETC, period, because no one types out, etc. That's just wild. So you can find us over there. Also, make sure to check out KnicksFanTV.com.
Yes, sir.
We got some great writers over there. We got a lot of content coming out. We're working on some things. So make sure to support the website as well. Once again, salute to Knicks Nation.
Absolutely. Great job as usual. I will see you tomorrow for the podcast. And salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button one more time. Remember, the show is presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping. Also, remember that this show is available in audio podcast format. Go to KnicksFanTV.com for tonight's show links. Fantastic voyage. Check that out tomorrow. The Fournier interview, the season preview with Alan Hahn. We have a ton of heat on this channel that you guys got to catch up on, man. So just go into the channel, click on videos, or we have it also in playlists. Just go in those playlists, hit play all, and lock in, man. Just lock in tomorrow. And leave me some comments. If you guys are catching up on videos, just leave me some comments. Let me know that you're here. And as usual, we definitely appreciate all the love that everybody has been showing. So without further ado, let's get to this J Boogie joint, man. Let's get to this J Boogie joint.
Let's get it.
We'll see you guys tomorrow, man.
Y'all be spitting with your flows, I'm just podcasting.
That's right.
On the air every day, I'm just podcasting. What? You don't know what that mean when I say I'm podcasting. I'm broadcasting these flows with the podcasting. Every day of my life, I'm just podcasting.
Right.
Share my dreams with you, mean I'm podcasting.
What?
You can see my vision through the podcasting.
Yeah.
But don't forget J Boogie,
okay,
when I'm broadcasting.
What?
I'm podcasting, these podcasting.
What?
I've been spitting this venom since Karate Flicks. When Mr. Sales was sharing nothing but the Knicks. I guess you know by now, I've seen some tough years. Now I know the reason why Freezy got them blowing tears. Closest thing to the Reverend means I'm the deacon. Call up G-Mo just so he can talk the Legion. I'm squeezing, get my young ones to overstand. Some more advice, Ron Cleveland, Mr. Man. I guess y'all know I'm just podcasting, right? Y'all be spitting with your flows, I'm just podcasting.
That's right.
On the air every day, I'm just podcasting.
What?
You don't know what that mean when I say I'm podcasting. I'm broadcasting these flows with the podcasting. Every day of my life, I'm just podcasting.
Right.
Share my dreams with you, mean I'm podcasting.
What?
You can see my vision through the podcasting.
Yeah.
But don't forget J Boogie,
okay,
when I'm broadcasting.
What?
I'm podcasting,
what?
The podcasting.
What?
I know some haters and doubters, they wanna take the shine. Call up JL, he said, do it in a nick of time. I feel you young when the car drive, they wanna ride. If you ain't Keys, we don't share the same sports vibe. We different, in other words, we ain't alike. My young head, Hadouken, he a nick at night. No sleeping, we YouTubing through the daylight. That's what it is when you live inside that nick life. That nick life, that nick life. Y'all be spitting with your flows, I'm just podcasting.
That's right.
On the air every day, I'm just podcasting.
What?
You don't know what that mean when I say I'm podcasting. I'm broadcasting these flows with the podcasting. Every day of my life, I'm just podcasting.
Right.
Share my dreams with you, mean I'm podcasting.
What?
You can see my vision through the podcasting.
Yeah.
But don't forget J Boogie,
okay,
when I'm broadcasting.
What?
I'm podcasting,
what?
The podcasting.
What?
My man CP said, let's Nick fan the TV. From the podcast back to the MSG, the network, we breaking news here every day. Run the intro, that CK, the 2K, the bills paid. Stephen Fox, he got a dog walk. We tell JD we need that new sport talk. I don't care about the Sixers if they falling off. I'm at the rim left-handed like John Starks. John Starks, what? John Starks. Shout out to all the podcasters doing their thing. If you listen and represent a podcast, hit the like button and smash them up. You know what I'm saying? They working hard for you and everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the First Lady, Miss Stephanie. Shout out to Ian Begley. Shout out to J-Mac. Shout out to my man, Tone Wu. Shout out to my man for the love of the game. And shout out for the pause and radio. And a special shout out to my man, Entertainer. You know what I'm saying? Rocking them New York Giants. It is football season. I can't forget him, man. Peace, love, and happiness to everybody. Protect yourself. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying? Three capital S's. Salute, 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 man. Peace.